In this bulletin, New South Wales records 1,257 local cases of COVID-19 and 7 deaths. Victoria reports its largest daily increase in infections this year. And in sport, Australian Olympic champion Jessica Fox wins silver in the women's C1 World Cup event in France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns that there'll be different rules for vaccinated and unvaccinated people once the state reopens. It comes as New South Wales reports 1,257 new cases of community transmission of COVID-19 and 7 deaths. Ms. Berejiklian says the government is still working on the plan for what will happen once 80% of eligible New South Wales residents are fully vaccinated. But she says certain shops, hospitality venues or air travel may only be available for those who can prove they've received 2 vaccine doses.
I don't want people to think they can sit back, let everybody else do the hard work, and then turn up when it's 80% and get everything else that vaccinated people are. That is not the right message. I want to say very clearly that if you're not vaccinated, you will not have the freedom or the freedoms that vaccinated people have, even when we get to 80% double dose.
Case numbers are stabilising in some of Sydney's local government areas of concern, as well as some regional areas. But authorities are concerned about an increase in infections in the inner city areas of Glebe and Redfern, as well as on the Central Coast and in Wollongong. Residents from Sydney's 12 COVID-19 hotspot areas have expressed frustration that more freedoms were given to fully vaccinated people from other parts of Sydney while excluding them. Up to 5 fully vaccinated adults who live outside those 12 government areas of concern can gather outdoors from today within 5 kilometres of their home. Vaccinated households that live in those 12 hotspots will be able to gather outdoors for recreation for 1 hour outside of the curfew hours and within 5 kilometres of home. Canterbury Bankstown councillor Bilal Hayek has told SBS Arabic 24 that there should be one law that applies to all Sydney residents to maintain community harmony.
Since the first week, we have demanded that there be justice in the laws because that's better for the harmony in society. Whenever the law is generalized to everyone, then everyone feels it's fair. At the same time, if the laws apply to everyone, then we say that we are all together in the crisis. But at the present time, we don't feel that we are in the same problem.
The Victorian government is holding a 4-week compliance blitz on the construction industry after the state recorded 473 new locally acquired cases. It's Victoria's highest daily tally since the current outbreak began, with construction sites considered a major source of transmission. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr warns businesses that continue to flout coronavirus restrictions face closure. It comes as 13 new local cases are detected in Canberra, at least 10 of which spent some time in the community while infectious. 7 of the new infections have been linked to a known case or transmission site, while the other 6 remain under investigation. Mr. Barr says 8 out of 10 businesses visited by one of ACT's compliance teams on Sunday weren't following the public health orders.
Repeat offenders will have to be closed. The purpose of the public health directions is to protect the community and to protect the staff working in the businesses. And if we can't, this far into the pandemic and this far into the lockdown, have compliance levels incredibly high, we are beyond the point of issuing warnings.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced that Auckland will remain at the strictest level of lockdown for another week. The country's largest city will remain under an alert level 4 lockdown until midnight on the 21st of September, when it will move to level 3. The announcement comes after New Zealand recorded 33 new local cases, all of which are in Auckland. And in sport, Olympic canoe slalom champion Jessica Fox has won silver in the women's C1 World Cup event in France, leaving her second in the overall standings. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 22 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Becoming cloudy in Melbourne and 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 15. Wollongong, showers and 17. Similar conditions in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, showers as well and 19 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.